to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on Earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. Good morning, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and this is the New Year's message for January 1st, 2017. So if you're like me, you're really intrigued by what's going on in the news these days. It is a time to go within and really cope with the massive amount of energy that is deluging us at this point. But it's also a time to really start connecting the dots and recognizing new awakenings and new realizations that we have never had before. One of the interesting things I'm seeing is how the press and the way in which people are interviewing others is literally a setup for this new future that we are looking so forward to. And I'll give you some examples. It's becoming so blatantly obvious that not only are things spiraling out of control for our opponents, but also they themselves do not understand that they are truly an example of exactly what we do not want any longer. There is no mask, is what I'm saying. There is no fake anything. And I really want to refer to this new year as the year of distinctiveness. And the reason I say that is because there's so much emphasis placed on transhumanism today, people putting chips within their own body so that an agency, a government faction, an institution is actually going to control everything around them, but also their own bodies. Crazy stuff to give away your own little bit of liberty that you have left to a faction that you know nothing about what their intentions truly are. And so I want to be able to really put a message out as to what do we want to accomplish for 2017. I would like to see it become a year of distinctiveness. Now,
Why do I say that? Let me just give you a couple of definitions of distinctiveness. It says having a special quality, style, attractiveness, or being notable, a quality of an individual being easily distinguishable, someone capable of making a segment of utterance different in meaning as well as in sound from an otherwise identical utterance. Now, many of you might be saying, well, wait, we don't want anyone one-upsmanship, or we don't want to distinguish somebody being so different and special from someone else. That is not what distinctiveness represents. It's where each and every one of us literally step into our own specialness, because we are. Every single one of us carries a unique ability, trait, characteristic, you name it, that is something that can assist the world and beyond. This is a time for us to really understand that we're being pushed, we're being literally thrown out of the nest to become distinctive in our own way, in the way that we process data, in the way that we read information, in the way that we listen to that which is being presented to us all around the world. And this is a time for us to really be okay with not having to be, as my father used to say, part of the common herd. We should strive to not be part of the herd, but each one of us to be our own color, our own way of dressing, our own way of being, our own way of accepting all of the different types of philosophies, as long as you're not hurting or damaging or attacking another individual. This is truly the way of the galactic heart. And this is a time where in 2017, if you haven't felt the excitement already, we're really stepping into the big leagues this year. I am, for one, very, very excited about what we're about to experience. I think there's so many others that have written into me just kind of waiting with bated breath as to what's going to unfold, because it's the ultimate mystery. And I do want to remind people, if you're hearing dates, if you're hearing exact times and locations, it is not coming from Prime Creator. I can tell you that right now. No one is going to know that exact time and date. There are some speculations, but don't get caught up in that. In fact, I kind of had my hand slapped, if you want to say, when I asked that question. And the answer that came back to me was, why would you want to impact the divine plan that affects the all just by you knowing when that date is going to be? Now, how profound is that? Obviously, I don't want that, and I know you don't want that. We want this to be the absolutely most pristine, beautiful, pure unfolding of bliss and beauty and grace. And we all know that that's what's coming around the corner here. But we're actually in the new year. And I kind of wanted to point out a few things that are just very, very interesting. Now, many of you are aware that Russia is just getting super hit up hard about this hacking situation. They are being accused of the reason why Hillary lost the presidential race. And what's interesting is that the individual, I believe his name is Seth Roth, actually stepped forward with WikiLeaks and shared some very pertinent data that had to do with information that affected the presidential outcome. And sure enough, what happened? He was found dead with 3 shots. They blamed it on a robbery. And literally, the family member said that's impossible because money, jewelry, and his wallet were still on him. You can see by things like this how sloppy the dark and the cabal are. Things are getting chaotic, even more than we even thought possible. This is a prime example of, in the next 19 days, have your eye on what I feel is going to be the heightened level of demonization. Now, I have received a few emails from people going off about Trump. And I'm going to say one more time, he is being positioned because of his traits and attributes. Whether you see them or not, we must look at the old form, the old way of doing things. It has been such a tightened, controlled environment where no one else was allowed in. No one else was ever allowed to make changes. These changes include not having a government that is literally encapsulating, surrounding itself, and completely entrenching itself in child sacrifice. Bottom line. I mean, if there's a person out there that is supporting that, I can't even imagine that could be true. So look at the bigger picture here, folks. Don't just focus on Trump and what he said in the past and that kind of thing. Look at these people as embodiments of energy that are bringing forth change. And who better to be able to stand up to the intense, and I mean intense, opposition that he's experiencing right now? For all of you who do not approve and do not like Trump, the one thing I would like to say to you is, where is all of the dissection of things that have been said by Hillary? If we're going to go down this road, it needs to be an equal playing field. So don't get caught up in all of this frenzy, because it's really a distraction. Please, especially all of the light workers out there, hold truth, space, and the intention that in the next 19 days, we are able to bring the demonization to a minimum. This is just like the final episode, and they know that. So keep that in mind when you're reading all of these headlines. The other thing I thought was absolutely superb was Senator Patrick Leahy. He accused the Russians of shutting down the United States electrical grid via Burlington Electric Department. And it became such a frenzy within the media that Burlington Electric Company actually stepped forward and made a statement that there was a malware virus on a laptop that actually caused part of the grid to go down. Why am I bringing this up? Because this is one of their last ditch efforts. And what does this create? Number one, it's basically using someone else's scapegoat to take the blame for something, which is so much their modus operandi. And number two, what is it doing? It's creating fear and it's creating confusion. And especially amongst all of those either that are poverty stricken or elderly that are afraid that they can't keep their heat on during these winter months. No surprise here that they would do it in the month of December, right? So look at all of this information behind what is being said and look at the strategy. That's where it's fascinating to read the news. Look at the mainstream news and see where they're going. For example, they brought up the fact that McCain, quote, said Trump is a thug and a murderer, unquote. Now, this is in mainstream news right now, and it's being hammered. It's being tweeted. It's being spread all over the internet. But remember that statement, because they're hanging themselves, essentially, because this will come back to bite them. And the truth will prevail. It's already prevailing. There's too much information. It's about to just explode in the year of 2017. And that's because we as a mass consciousness are getting ready to receive that information. 2016 was very much a year about assimilating so much truth all at once. We've been deluged with tons of information showing us that we've believed in things, we've trusted in things that were never, ever loving us, caring about us, caring about our welfare. That, you know, I mean, we're learning so much all the way to the basic bare bones of how the government runs and who is behind the government. But you know, there are individuals that are either walk-ins or they have been given options. And those options were very much a clear-cut line in the sand. And they are stepping up to the plate and they are doing the things that are necessary to bring us into this new galactic civilization. Now, for example, I totally feel that Putin has been raising the bar on the political communication network, so to speak. I mean, he just made a statement just recently, "I refuse to sink to kitchen diplomacy," unquote. Now, in my opinion, for a major political leader to take such a strong stance and to be doing it over and over and over again is once again a very, it's a very tasteful, and it's representing the world that we really truly want to be in. This divide and conquer, it would not continue if we didn't buy into it. So we have to take some responsibility for ourselves being participants in this stage performance amongst all these actors, which, by the way, if you read any mainstream news as well as what they refer to as fake news, you'll see that actors are used constantly. They don't say senator or man or person or individual. They refer to them as actors. See that. That's going to be used more and more and more and more as this unfolding becomes completely incapable of having any coverage. You know, I mean, right now we are really seeing the opponent's side. And I use the word opponent because I don't want to use the word enemy. But, you know, these are the betrayers of the world that are really starting to face their own consequences. Now, I want to also point out that you have the hackback movement. I don't know how many of you have read up on this, but they said that they were fed up with 1% of the richest dominant, what they call pricks. Okay, but listen to their message. It says, "No humans stand above others, and you will have to learn it. We will watch you from now on. You got to work for us, humanity, and the people." So you've got this IT movement that's really kind of, see it as a virus, and you're taking a probiotic to get rid of it. How I see it is the probiotic is starting to be victorious and taking down the virus a little by little. And this is just one more. I'm not stating that I know these people or anything like that, but what it does is it does reflect that no matter what level of society you're in, no matter what location of world society you are in, you are stepping into a world of, hey, we're all equal. We're tired of playing this game and supporting this 1% that really truly have been outed that they do not support us in any way, shape, or form. They just use us, folks. And they do it on not only a financial level, but on an energetic level. Washington Post, they were accused of, quote, posting fake news. So see, again, they're going to start receiving the boomerang from these high frequencies. It's happening faster and faster and faster. Good news. Now, back to last night, I only flipped on the Dick Clark New Year's Eve ball dropping, and I just happened to see Mariah Carey and her performance. And I took a look at that kind of going, what is going on with her? And I realized it was her clone. She completely stumbled, not able to sing. She was not able to even lip sync. And I was watching her. She was actually being carried by two men across the stage. She literally looked like she didn't even know what she was doing and where she was. This is going to start happening more and more and more. And they pass it off as, oh, well, you know, I was partying or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, begin to question these strange types of anomalies. They're going to become not so much of an anomaly in the future. I think the other thing that I want to say before I read another message from Prime Creator, and that is, there's two core issues within the human race. One of them is the sense of being lonely, feeling alone, disconnected. And the other one is the sense of inadequacy, where you as who you are and what you are is not enough. These are elements within each and every one of us that are being directly affected by these new frequencies. I want to state that as of tonight, one of the most monumental healings took place, not only for Prime Creator, but for, of course, all of his, hers, its creation. This was, without a doubt, one of the most monumental experiences of my life that I was able to take part in and watch. And I want to share that with you. And it's very interesting, the timing. You know, everything is just so perfectly unfolding right now and getting us prepared. So listen to this message. It's really, really exciting. It says, to Alexandra, the final stage has been set for ascension of all things with a consciousness. All things. For Earth and humanity, which reside in the farthest point of which this event started, this ascension includes 350,000 billion quadrillion sectors that will be ascending simultaneously. All will be where they are supposed to be at the time of full ascension. This is the time we have all been waiting for such a very long time. Well, you all must know, your level of consciousness is a large part of what you will experience and how you will experience it. It is directly correlated with what you believe to be the truth of what you will experience. I want to read that again. It is directly correlated with what you believe to be the truth of what you will experience. You all have created your own experience for this process, so there is no one or no thing that should ever be blamed if your experience is not what you thought it would be. Remember, you created this part of yourself, for yourself, and only you. You also may have chosen to be with others or even to do this as a collective. Many have chosen to do this with grace, ease, love, companionship, while others chose less fortunate plans due to their level of comprehension and how awakened they are. All beings are receiving full comprehension on and off planet, depending on your ability to interpret and receive this information. You have never not been informed as to your process, as to this process you are all experiencing and going through. All of you have been attending class with me to fully understand and comprehend everything you need to know and understand each and every night. Did I say every night? Yes, I did. And this is specifically why so many of you have been having a hard time sleeping. You are all working very hard to get your work done at night in school with me, let alone the many other things that need to be completed. This is a huge undertaking, and all of us must help get it ready, as there are quadrillions of sectors, and we are all doing this at one time. Many should know that all this work has been done on your behalf with so much love for you and all things with a consciousness. While you will be seeing many things breaking down and a release of everything that is and was of this old system collapsing, do not be afraid. Just know and be trusting that this is well thought out, thoroughly planned out course of action to make sure all things are taken care of. So there is no need to worry about anything. Trust this divine plan. You must remember, you chose to be here at this time so you could experience this. This ascension has never taken place before with beings on a planet ascending into a new frequency and dimension of existence of just pureness. This has never been experienced before. You will all be the first. You should all be proud of yourself and all of your achievements and all you have become, no matter what level of learning you have reached. It is truly a great accomplishment for all and by all. You should understand there are souls on Earth at all different stages of learning, and it does not matter where you have arrived. You only need to understand you are all graduating to a new level of learning wherever you are, and be assured you will be placed accordingly to your level of learning. At this point, you will be fully informed with others of the same level of consciousness about all the things that you have experienced here and beyond. Earth is a school of souls, and there is far more to understand about yourself beyond Earth. Do not judge yourself or others, nor compare yourself to others if you are not graduating from Earth school. Remember, the souls on Earth range from the very old to the very young. So there is no need to compare yourself to another. You all created your own plan to learn while you were attending Earth school. So why would you compare yourself to another if you created your own plan? Yes, there are about 20% of the beings that will be graduating from Earth. These beings will go through additional training by myself to ensure they know all there is to know and then can be teachers to others regarding what they have experienced. You must understand that there are many sectors that have been watching you and all your success, as well as through the horrific things you have been doing. The sectors I have created are all quarantined now because of what I have created to stop all the ongoing problems, such as miscommunication, war, violence, greed, conquer and defeat patterning and actions, and a whole slew of other unspeakable things that were not in my awareness until some of you created them. You must understand I created this experience to find a real solution to a problem beyond myself that many were experiencing. I chose to contain this creation within myself so all of you learn and experience all things at all time in all places you exist. I am experiencing all of this with you as you learn, as I am you, and you are part of me as I created all of you. You were never alone, not even for 1 second. My love for you and all things I have created must be accepted on a conscious level as you are awakening to what you would consider to be a grown-up. You are awakening to the understanding of why I created all of you. I am grateful for all I have learned about you as I learn about myself at the same time. Do you truly understand this? As you are a reflection of all the imperfections and weaknesses within myself. And this then allows for improvements and spiritual growth for me and you together as a team, co-creators. For all the choices and all the decisions ever made by you and others has affected us equally. We share in the same experience as you came from me. Although you have been told this was an experiment and were quarantined throughout this experiment and experience, it is important to look at all that has been learned from this and how to heal ourselves inside and out. This helps you to completely and truly understand the meaning of being a being of just love. This experiment has been completed, and one of the original beings that I created has completed this task, has returned back to me with love and gratitude for making it home to a place they have sought for so long. This original being continued seeking and hearing all of the truth until finally finding the end, which is finding me, which is them. This being never gave up and continued to heal all the copious nooks and crannies of all things created from looking at all imperfections within self. This being then proceeded to heal the entire lineage and all of you because of the immense love for you, for humanity, and for all things with a consciousness. I do not claim this to be an experiment, as this was well planned out, and I saw the outcome before I even created this. I have always taken responsibility for what I have created, while others beyond me have not. As the saying goes, that's just the way it is. I could see the end result of this creation, and I could see what could be created, as well as what the end result would create. I learned and experienced and healed for me and my lineage, thus creating a way for others to heal themselves and all things around them. Many beings call this the brutal school of hell. I see it as a reality with a new way to learn, trust, love, forgive, and be 100% truthful with oneself and others. All will be in full transparency for all beings, including oneself. This will be a new way to teach others how to heal all parts of themselves inside and out, and then to know all known and unknown parts of oneself beyond one's comprehension sometimes. I am so grateful for all the parts of myself and my lineage for participating in this learning and healing process. I am really seeing all of the imperfections, and because of this, I was able to have these necessary parts healed, healing myself from all stages of this process. And of course, by healing me, this also heals all parts of you. I am looking forward to our continued learning and experiencing together while growing spiritually in quantum leaps. Love, Prime Creator, Sector of Creation. So, as you can see, Prime Creator has been discussing its, his, her own imperfections. And we are no different. And I think that's one of the biggies that's come through all the work that I've been doing, is the texts and the sacred information we've read about God as mind or as the isness. What I'm recognizing is that Prime Creator itself also has needed to be healed. And that makes total sense. So I just wanted to leave you with this as kicking off the new year of 2017 and stepping into an era of distinctiveness, recognizing that for so many decades we have been really pushed to become non-distinctive, non-distinguishable, just like everyone else, just cookie cutter and not different. But each and every one of us is different. And when we embrace that, how exciting will that be? I send you all my love from my heart to yours, and a very, very, very happy new year. This is truly one of the most major years we've been looking for, forward to, I should say. And I wish you all the best for a very successful and I'm going to say prosperous year. And I do want to point out that whatever has been very difficult for you in the year of 2016, please do yourself a favor. Every day, might even be a couple times a day, there's so much work being done on the part of humanity right now. Don't forget to say, I receive and I accept all the healing work that is being done for me, my lineage, and all aspects of my being. Thank you. It is done. That's all. It's really simple. Just continue to consciously accept and receive that work. Please do this for yourself. And with that, just want to say adios, and we'll talk to you next week. Lots of love. Take care, everyone, and happy new year.